Well, welcome to our series of chats with Geelong Falcons AFL National Draft hopefuls. We're speaking with five Falcons that are on the draft radar, and we're lucky enough to be speaking with a young man who's come a long way over the last couple of years, a real talent from the Grovedale Footy Club, and of course stood out in 11 NAB League games this year, and that is Cooper White, who's been good enough to join us. Hello, Coop.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Great to have you come into the K-Rock Studios, really appreciate you doing that. And sitting in on all the chats is the coach, the NAB League boys at the Geelong Falcons, Paul Corrigan. Cora, thanks for joining us as well.
No worries at all, King.
Tell us a little bit about this young man. What catches the eye of when you look at Cooper White if you're a prospective AFL recruiter?
Well, I reckon I've known Coop now for 12 months since I came into the program. I know Domsey and I, when we first sort of laid eyes on the group back in probably December last year, you know, Coop sort of sprung to our mind in what we saw, you know, on the training track. Obviously, fleet-footed, very quick. But also his skills stood out, and I think when you're looking at, you know, talent from an early stage, you're always looking at the fundamentals and where their strengths lie, and we just felt that, you know, Coop had some great ability, you know, on the outside, you know, through training and what we saw through the forward line and through the midfield as well, and then he just kept progressing from there as we moved through the pre-season, got into games, you know, started forward for us, and then we slowly pushed him through the midfield during the year as well, and he just kept growing and growing as a player throughout the year.
Coop, your 2021 year, did you come into it with the hope of, you know, getting onto the draft radar, or with everything that happened in 2020, was it just to try and just play some consistent footy and be glad to be back out there playing?
Yeah, definitely had the hope of getting drafted. Felt like I was on for a pretty good bottom age year before that was shut down for COVID. Yeah, definitely came in confident that I could probably be up there.
Yep.
Draft hopeful.
Grovedale's been your club the whole way through. Your old man Paul played footy at Grovey.
Yeah.
Talk to us about, I suppose, your footy development. When was there a time that you thought that, gee, do you know what, I can make a fist of this and, you know, maybe one day be an AFL player? Is there a moment that clicks for you where you go, I reckon I go all right at this caper?
Well, I feel like I've always kind of been pretty talented at footy, but definitely my bottom age 17 year at Grovedale, had a pretty good year. And saw a couple of, like, Geelong boys because my brother played Falcons as well, so saw some boys that he played with get drafted and kind of thought like it was pretty possible to, end up getting drafted.
Now, you were in that All-Star Grovedale under-17 team in 2019 that I think went through undefeated, is that right?
Yeah, undefeated with one draw.
Yeah, and you like the what that team has produced in terms of footballers, and Mitch Nevitt will be part of this process as well. We'll be chatting with him. It's some sort of I wouldn't have seen too many more talented junior football sides than what ran out in 2019.
Yeah, it was probably one of the best ones I've been part of,
definitely. Is there somebody that influenced your footy, especially that year, when you, I suppose, really put the foot down and showed what you could do?
I'd probably say I've got a teacher at school, Jacob Spalding.
Yep.
He's the development coach at the senior footy at Grovey as well. And, at school, kind of, well, he loves his footy, so he would talk to me about it and kind of help me through it as well.
Yep. When the NAB League season was a bit all over the shop earlier this year, you managed, I think, played four senior games.
Yeah.
When Grovey, you actually were making waves. Yeah. How's that been for your development, being able to play against men and get that opportunity?
Yeah, it was definitely good for my development, coming up against bigger bodies. I didn't really feel that much smaller than everyone else when I was out there, though. But playing different roles, playing a small forward at Grovedale, and really feel like I grew into that role as well.
Cora, did you see any of those games? Because I know Tom Gillett was on the road. When we talk Grovedale, Tom Gillett's name seems to bob up. Did you get to see Coop play in those games?
We didn't, mate, because we still had the girls overlapping with their finals. So, but I was talking, you know, every Monday with Fraser out at Grovey, and he was informing me on how the boys went, and they all went pretty well from what we reported on, and I guess that helped their footy, you know, moving forward as well.
Yep. You're a pretty handy basketballer, is that right?
Yeah, I played.
You get big country?
Nah, not big country. I played three seasons of Geelong Supercats.
Yep.
Yeah.
VJBL level?
Yeah.
Yep. And in the highest team, in the number one team, so you play at champ level?
Yep.
Yep. Which is no mean feat as a basketballer, but is it something that was only ever a side that you were good at it, you could do it, and footy was more the focus?
There's probably a stage where it was probably 50-50. Obviously, being a part of, like, that representative basketball, I was doing a fair bit of basketball, and it was kind of overlapping with footy, so ended up having to choose one or the other. I was probably wasn't as much of a side kind of hobby. It was a bit 50-50, footy and basketball.
Okay. That's so what was your last year under 16s? Or did you play bottom age 18s?
Would have been 16s, I reckon.
Yep. And a lot of that's where about a lot of have to make the decision, because you find yourself going into NAB League programs and the like, having to work your way through. At the combine in Bendigo, 3.02 seconds for 20 metres, 6 minutes 32 for the 2K, and a running vertical jump of 80 centimetres. I was going to ask you what your strengths were, but we know what they are. You can move.
Yeah, probably speed would be the biggest strength I've got at the moment. Before that combine, I was doing mainly focusing on my endurance for the 2K. Ended up getting that down a fair bit, which I was pretty happy with. So, yeah.
Yep. How'd you work on that? Is there somebody you worked with to improve the tank, or has it just come naturally?
No, I was doing kind of smashing myself the weeks before. I had a program sent to me by our Grovedale strength and conditioning bloke. And he was pretty good with it, so I was just following that.
How many Ks were you tracking?
I don't know. I was just doing like 400s and hill sprints and then like 8-10 kilometre runs. I ended up going for a 22-kilometre run one day.
Didn't set out planning to do 22 Ks. That's just what happened?
Well, I was going to go for 20 and then I like randomly saw my brother running as well. Like I didn't know he was out. And then he's like, oh, you may as well go for a half marathon, which is like 21.1 or something.
Yep.
And then I hit that. I was feeling all right, and 22 just looks better on the Strava, so I just went for 22. But yeah.
Did you notice that in his footy during the year?
Yeah.
Getting to more contests and the like?
Did, mate. And probably later in the year, we started to, especially our mids with Coop and Mitch and that, leave them on ground a bit longer. We didn't know what the year was going to give us as well, like when we'd be shut down next. And I guess as we moved into that back end, you know, it was just more of pushing Mitch, you know, and Coop through the midfield, and then both of them forward as well. And we pushed, I think, you out to the wing at times too, Coop, didn't we? So just gave them more ground time. And it didn't halter them, you know, in their performance at all. It probably enhanced it more than anything. And we just saw them getting to more contests. And I think the basketball stuff that you see in Coop as well comes out in the field also.
So you're a left footer?
Yeah.
Left-handed as well?
Nah, handball with my right and right-handed.
Yep. So you can get yourself out of trouble then?
Yeah.
You can either throw it on the left boot or fire out the right-handed.
Yeah.
Good result. Good result. And do you know what? Left footers, as you well know, Cora.
Exactly.
Beautiful kicks.
Yeah, exactly right. He's one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a left footer, but I wasn't a beautiful kick, unfortunately. Is there any weaknesses in your game? Is there any, like, and I'm guessing the clubs might, they want to do a deep dive on you when they talk to you, and they probably do ask you, and they want some honesty from you, but are you able to give us sort of a background and some things that you think your game probably can improve, especially if you get on an AFL list?
Well, probably this year was a bit of consistency. Like, I was finding myself having some pretty impactful quarters and then kind of dying away in a couple of quarters and then coming back into the game. But that might have been due to my endurance, so that's probably been the main thing I've worked on since the season finished.
Yep. How many clubs have you spoken to?
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
Mixture of Melbourne and interstate or?
Yeah, mix.
Yep. So you're happy to go if you have to?
Yeah, I'd be pretty excited if that opportunity came up.
But nice.
Pretty excited to stay as well, so not too fussed where.
Yep. Yeah. You obviously, we touched on your dad, who we know well here at K-Rock, obviously with his role as footy boss at Grovedale. Do you talk footy much with him? And, you know, he was a fairly handy footballer himself.
Yeah, a fair bit of footy. He likes to tell us that we should watch his 1993 Ballarat Grand Final all the time, which is on YouTube. But, yeah, he's always talking footy, so,
Do you play at North Ballarat?
Might have been East
Ballarat. Yep.
Yeah, might have.
Red, white, and blue, I think, though. Or something similar colours.
Yeah.
Oh, Cora, you'd know that.
So I think Dan Jordan coached up that way too in Ballarat.
He did. He coached Redan.
And he coached East Point, maybe?
Yep, which is obviously the East Ballarat Golden Point merger. What's Dan Jordan doing now? Is it Bacchus Marsh?
He's back up coaching the Ballarat League.
Yeah, at Bacchus Marsh?
No, it's
Darley.
Took over from South boy, Dan Roy.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Very good. We knew we were going to get a South Barn mention it. Well played. You nervous?
Yeah, pretty nervous.
What about this interview?
Yeah, a bit nervous. I haven't really done anything like this before, but I rate it. I was watching like some Joe Rogan podcast and
What to get a feel for what it'd be?
Oh, no, like I watched them a few weeks ago, like before you called me, but they're pretty cool, I reckon. Yeah. I like them.
It's a bit different.
Coop, yeah. I've got one for you. So last 2 years have been very different compared to the normal, I guess, for a guy your age coming through the system with COVID. What have you learnt the most, I reckon, in the last 2 years?
Probably just be like how driven I am really throughout it, because throughout the lockdowns and everything, I've still managed to like keep up with my training and stuff and sort of try and get ahead of everyone else. Yeah, that's probably the main thing.
Yeah.
Is that the thing? I suppose that's the thing. You could easily just go, oh, gee, it's all too hard and, you know, is the other bloke doing it? No, probably not. But maybe you've got to where you are because the other bloke didn't do it and you pulled yourself up out of bed or off the couch or whatever and said, stuff it, I'll go.
Yeah.
And I'll do 22Ks. It looks good on Strava.
No, I'm pretty fortunate to have, like, a family that's pretty sporty as well. So my brother's kind of into his gym as well. So I, like, do gym stuff with him and a bit of running. So, yeah, it kind of keeps me up and about, especially during lockdowns.
How'd you cope with school? The way your VCE is the most bizarre beat VCE that any kids will ever do, that your 11 and 12 were so impacted. How did you manage to, I suppose, keep your head in the game with that as well as you know, your footy?
Well, it was pretty frustrating. Just had to try to stick to the regular timetable and stay on top of all the work, which I managed pretty well. And then with footy as well, when I finished work early, I had the gym set up out in the backyard, so I'd be out there or go down to the oval and have a kick.
We get so caught up and, you know, nothing against St Joseph's and Geelong Grammar and Geelong College, but I think we forget that Grovedale College has got a fantastic little setup and a great little program. Can you talk about that and its influence on your footy?
Yeah, so we've got the Sports Academy program down at Grovey, and that goes from years 7 to 11, and it's just like selecting one of your sports. So my sport was obviously footy, and we'd get a fair few skill sessions in from year 7 to 11, which probably really developed my skill set going into games.
Yep. So who are some of the coaches there? You mentioned Jacob Spaulding before.
So Jacob Spaulding's one of the coaches. My brother's actually one of them now. So I don't know if that's too good for the students, but yeah.
Hello, Harrison. I know you'll be listening.
Yeah, they get a couple blokes from like some professional backgrounds, but there wasn't too many of them when I was part of those programs.
Yep. But it just, I suppose, helped you, drive you towards where you want to get to.
Definitely.
And it probably does get a little bit overlooked by the APS programs with grammar and college. And, you know, obviously we know St Joseph's has produced many a good footballer and their first 18 side performs well in their competition. But we're seeing some real talent, have seen talent, and we'll continue to see at a Grovey College.
Yeah, we are, mate. And we had, you know, a number of boys this year that were part of that or have been part of that, you know, previously as well. And it just adds to the development of these boys, you know, coming through our program and helps them along their journey.
Yep. How are you spending draft night?
I haven't actually thought about that yet. I'll just probably be at home with the family, just quiet,
So, realistically, you're probably not going on Wednesday night?
Yep.
So you can probably relax and hope that maybe Mitch or Toby might find themselves being called round one. But, you know, round two onwards, I suppose, you've probably got another 24 hours to think about it.
Yeah. No, I'll definitely be watching on Wednesday night, rooting for the other boys.
School exams are all finished.
Yeah.
Is that a relief?
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't really doing much during the exams. Like, I was kind of just studying and training, and that was it. So to finish up and kind of have that freedom as well after has been pretty good.
Yep. What's your, outside of footy, what are your interests? What are your passions? Or, you know, is there something that, you know, if footy wasn't to work out for you, that, you know, there's a field that you want to go into work-wise?
Work-wise, at the moment, I'm working at Toll, the delivery company.
Yep.
That's pretty good work. And Mum knows a few people in it, mentoring for kids working out of, living out of home.
Yep.
So I kind of want to get into that next year, hopefully. Reckon it'd be pretty good for me to be like a role model and, open my eyes up to like how fortunate I am to kind of grown up in the environment that I've grown up in. So,
any quirky questions from the clubs? You said you've spoken to five. Anything you've been asked that, you know, don't say the club, but, you know, a question you've been asked where it's just gone, didn't see that coming or wasn't prepared for that?
Nah, I've been pretty fortunate with the questions, I reckon. I haven't really had anything that's kind of thrown me off. Yep. So, yeah.
Is there a player you've modelled yourself on, or have you got a favourite player?
Yeah, probably a player I kind of reckon my game's pretty similar to would be like Jordan DeGoey.
Yep.
Just with his explosiveness and then ability to go forward as well and hit the scoreboard.
Yep. Yeah. Who'd you barrack for growing up? Or who do you barrack for still?
Collingwood.
Ah, right.
Yeah, dad goes for Collingwood, so he kind of swayed me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
2018 grand final still doesn't sit comfortably with you?
Nah, I think we were robbed.
It was a fairly good kick by Dom Sheet.
Yeah, it was, actually.
Did you go?
Nah, I didn't go.
Just watching at home?
Just watching at home.
Ah, very good. Coop, it's great to get an insight into... Did you do the session on Monday in Melbourne? The boys did? I spoke to Toby Conway about that just on the phone, and he said it was just a bit of a kick in the catch, nothing too full on. But did you get a sense of this is real now, being part of that with those blokes?
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of just good to get out there and kind of have a kick with a big group of people, because that was kind of my first training session with the Vic Country boys. So it was kind of good to just get out there with a big group and do skill stuff.
Yep. Corrup, whereabouts does he go?
Oh, I think he, look, being realistic, mate, I think he could find himself on a list, you know, whether it's late in the first draft or the rookie draft. I really do believe he's got something to offer, mate. He gets on a list, and if they're prepared to, you know, put time and give Coop time just to build up and his strength and that, and he's got a lot of power from his running ability and his skills are there from a fundamentals point of view, he'll be a worthwhile asset on any AFL list going forward.
Now that we know that he's a Collingwood supporter, is Craig McRae just going to get that very quick pocket dial?
Well, you never know. I do know Hayden Skipworth, one of my good mates at Collingwood, so I might give him a call for him.
Good work. Coop, we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you taking the time to come into K-Rock and have a chat with us, and we look forward to following your progress on draft night and hopefully beyond that onto an AFL list, and be great to see another product out of Grovedale. The footy club's been pretty good over the years. Obviously, Grian Myers, we know about, who was on that coaching staff in 2019 with that under-17 team, and back to the likes of Mick Schultz, who's your president down there at Grovey. So there's been some great names over the journey. We wish you the best of luck, and we can't wait for Thursday night and hearing Cooper White's name called out.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.